Let's welcome Johanna Jablonski. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Remind me your title.
Director of Alumni and Family Relations.
I was going to say do it all, the do it all girl.
That too.
But that's Molly's title too. Molly Hansey, who is still with Mount Marty. I'm so happy that you were able to hang on and stay here. What's your official title?
I am the Creative Marketing Coordinator.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Saw the magazine that you put out. Great job.
Thank you.
So you're having fun at work?
I am.
That's great. And are you still running?
Sometimes.
Well, she did a marathon not that long ago, so I just wanted to bring that up. Congrats.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about Lancer Days, homecoming. There's a lot going on. I don't even know where to start. Johanna, where do we start?
Yeah, well, I think we should talk about what happened earlier this week. On Monday, we had a Mount Marty pep rally and coronation.
Now, it's not king and queen, it's Lord and Lady, right?
Lord and Lady Marbin. Yes. And someone just recently asked me, what's with the Marbin? And I was happy to tell them. It's a combination of Marty and Benedictine. Marbin. Lord and Lady Marbin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad you're in today to teach me something new. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Good. I'm happy to do it. But we did crown two amazing students, Taya Pulowski and Nate Trinidad. Awesome representatives of Mount Marty. And they'll get to reign the whole week over this Lancer Days.
Yeah. I like it that it was on Monday. A lot of schools will do it on a Thursday. But this gives them some more time. And really, I looked over at the entire court and all good choices.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, our Mount Marty students are incredible.
All right. So that was a great kickoff and well attended. And hopefully there was a lot of school spirit.
Absolutely. Good. Yes. Good. Yeah.
And weren't there crowns with that or capes?
There are. Crowns and capes. So they both get crowns. Lady Marbin gets a cape. Lord Marbin gets a sword or almost a lance. It's lance looking and a crest. Yeah. They're decked out.
I just thought of something. You're both alumni too.
We are.
You're both alumni. You both went here and went to school here in a certain capacity. So welcome back, I guess. Not that you ever left.
Yeah, thank you. We're so glad to be here.
Well, you deal with alumni all the time. So what do you got set for folks who are coming back for homecoming?
Yeah, a lot of great stuff. We're going to really kick off the alumni part. There's basketball games on Thursday night. I think we're going to have an alumni coming back for that. That's the first games of the season for them. And Molly will maybe talk more. We have an athletic hall of fame on Friday night. We have our alumni honors luncheon on Saturday where we give out alumni awards. And then on Sunday, there's a fine arts hall of fame where we're inducting alumni as well. We have alumni coming literally from all over the world. One alumna is coming from Germany. We have an alumnus here already from Virginia. And then we have alumni in Yankton who are just happy to come out and return and celebrate.
And you and
Mount Marty.
Anthony are putting them all up at your house. That's so great.
Yeah, everyone's staying. Find a spot on the floor. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about athletics a little bit. And Molly, you know firsthand about that. You worked in the athletic department as a GA. And I hope you still dabble in that a little bit amongst your new duties.
I do. I always love making graphics for the video board. Yeah. Day one.
And I miss working side by side with you, but there's some other good people filling in for you. So, and I can see your fingerprints on everything. So that's good. Awesome. A lot of sports going on this week. Let's start with cross country on Thursday.
Yeah, we got cross country on Thursday at the Fox Run Golf Course. Then we have basketball that night. So it'll be super fun. Friday, we have the Athletic Hall of Fame, a night with the Lancers. We're going to induct three awesome people and three great teams. We have Jim Thorson, men's basketball coach from 95 to 2013, Randy Perry, baseball, class of 1996, and Jan Zalones, who played volleyball, basketball, and track in class of 1978. Along with 1975, 76, and 77 volleyball teams.
And in the field house, right?
In the field house. Ruth Donahoe, First Dakota.
Yeah, I'll be there. Please tell me there'll be hors d'oeuvres also.
There will be so many hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, definitely.
I've heard taco bar.
All right.
Get excited about the taco bar.
Good.
Yeah.
What a great facility for a nice event like that. And the field house, so versatile, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Can hold whatever you want it to.
Hey, is there a football game?
There is a football game. And a volleyball game on Saturday.
You know, a lot of these alumni, Johanna, they're like, we've got football?
I know.
Yeah, 5 years deep.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. I do think that is a big draw for our alumni. They want to come back and see all the things they know and remember. But I always tell them, it's the same Mount Marty, the same traditions, but we're growing. And things like a football team, things like a field house, come back and see it and see how Mount Marty is growing.
Yeah. Exploding is more like it. Yeah. And it's a good thing. So yeah, there's football against Hastings and then volleyball that day too. And there's mm-hmm. soccer on Sunday.
Yep. And it's senior night for soccer too.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's going to get too much rest this week.
Probably not. And we haven't even talked about what I really want Yankton to come out for, the parade.
Yes.
I know the people emceeing. It's you, Jeff.
That's me and Terry.
Terry Lafferty.
The dream team.
The dream team.
And she's the dream. I'm more the nightmare, but we work well together, so.
Yes. 9:30 Saturday morning, Lancer Days Parade. The theme is Wrangle the Broncos, because that's who the football team is playing. So if you have a cowboy hat, bring it. And if your child has a Halloween costume, have them wear it, because right after the parade, Harvest Halloween is going on downtown Yankton.
Nice.
So they can get all the candy at the parade and then get even more candy at Harvest Halloween.
Good. And so where is the best place to watch the parade from?
Anywhere on 3rd Street. We'll be going from Cedar on 3rd Street all the way down to Capitol. Yeah.
And is there still a chance to get in the parade? Is that closed? Registration?
Ooh, if you know somebody, you can get in. It's me. You can email me. We'll get you in. But
do you know how many entries are in that parade?
Yeah, 20. 20 nice. Entries. So okay. I actually like that number because it'll be spirited, but quick.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. What else about the weekend deserves a little attention?
I also wanted to share, this is so exciting. On Wednesday night, tonight, we're having a Magnify at the Mount. Catholic celebrity speaker Chris Stefanik is coming to speak. It's called
Reboot.
Reboot, which we didn't even plan that. Wrangle the Broncos, Western theme, and Reboot. Isn't that funny? I think that's so great. They have sold over 1,000 tickets. So Simple is going to be packed with a lot of people.
Earlier, I had said 600 tickets. So you went well beyond that.
I just heard from the campus ministry team that they're over 1,000 now. So it's a great time to be in Yankton. If you're not going to be in Yankton this week or this weekend, change your plans and come to Yankton.
Everyone's Simple will be rocking in a very different way tonight. Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal. Mal, anything else from your department or from your mind for Lancer Days?
Not really. Just come out, have fun. We have plenty of events that you can come to for all kinds. So yeah, to show your spirit.
Well, I think we have to just end with a football prediction then from you two. If you just say the score, Mount Marty against Hastings, Johanna.
I didn't prepare for this.
Well, just off the top of your head.
Yeah, the number 42 is coming to my mind. So Mount Marty, 42, Hastings, we'll give him a field goal, 3. 42-3.
Yeah. Molly, your thoughts?
Lancers, 34. Hastings, 17.
All right, I'm going to go 1,000-0 is my guess.
But you always have to one-up us, Jeff.
Yeah, no. Thanks so much for being so wonderful, so pleasant. Thanks for bringing to the Mount what each of you bring and for spending some time with us. We'll see you at everything.
See you at everything. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having us. And thanks, go Lancers.
Go Lancers.